All right, theorists, the time is now. Theorist Theorizing is here. Go search Theorist Theorizing on any podcast player. Like, follow, subscribe, do all that stuff. It really helps. Let's restart those algorithms. Let's get podcasting again. We'd appreciate it. If you're new to Alien Theorist Theorizing and you're just making your way through the catalog episodes, these will remain forever. But if you want to jump to the new feed, back and forth, whatever you want, Theorist Theorizing, we'd appreciate it. All right, it's been a lot of work. We're excited to start a new chapter. Let's get rolling. Get rid of this. Get rid of that. We're live.
I'm Braden.
I'm Zell.
I'm Andrew.
It's a somber, somber night.
Yeah. The last of the...
It's over.
It's it. If anyone out there has been dreaming of having little theorists...
You're so loud.
I'm so loud now?
Yeah, now you're so loud.
You're the loudest guy I've ever heard in
go
my
back
life.
Down.
I didn't do anything.
Well, just turn
this
down.
Kind of stuff, where you not being able to figure out the volume of your fucking microphone is why Dan left the show.
Yeah.
Right? Like little fucking mistakes after little mistake. After
like we
mistake.
Title the stream is End of the Road, not really, but Dan is gone. It's over.
He's had enough.
He's fucking had enough.
Yeah.
He said, fuck these guys. He's going solo.
Which I think he'll be successful.
He'd probably be amazing.
Right?
Yeah.
A little bit of like a autistic messiah for a lot of people. Like they'll love that shit.
He's still carrying on Alien Theorist Rising, and he does our voices to a T.
He does them.
It's insane. Yeah. It's wild. The other thing is, if you were dreaming of having a little theorite out there, it's over. It's over for you. Theorists. There's only one theorist who can get you pregnant out there now. All the rest of us done. I'm fresh off the procedure. Thanks, boys.
Fresh off the snip, snip, snip.
We've been fucking sterile since 2019.
Thanks, boys, for not letting us reschedule the show and making me come on freshly snipped today.
Are you thanking me?
It's Zelfier who did this.
Zelfier, for sure.
Zelfier.
Yeah.
So
I gave big options. No one said nothing. No one said a single word about... rescheduling, blah, blah, blah.
I pitched the reschedule.
And I said, okay, well, we'll do pyramids next week.
Yep.
We'll do something bonus for Monday. And then no one said nothing. And Braden was still on the train that we're doing pyramids today.
I had no idea. Braden
Sandbag.
All I've been thinking is.
So you just completely read that and just flew out of your head.
And I.
And I'm the fear.
I left for my appointment. It's a 35 minute drive. I left an hour early. And dude, I had such bad anxiety that the closer I got to the appointment.
Did something happen? Did you?
I don't worry about that.
Okay.
The closer I got to the appointment, the slower I drove. Just like as I was getting closer, I was like, oh fuck, here we go. Literally showed up a minute late to the appointment, walked in. They're like, oh, perfect. Here you are.
Get on the table.
Get on the table. Yeah, dude. I'm wearing this big sweater. They're like, okay, just jump on the table there. Here's a little fucking tea napkin to prop up on your dick. And then they're like, I was like, just Winnie the Pooh it. And the girl like looks at me. She's like, sweater's a little long. Maybe take off the sweater. I was like, okay.
You were buck ass naked on the table?
Dude, with just a t-shirt. Winnie the Pooh it.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. Thought you meant you get like naked on the
dude,
table. That would
so
be,
I get
somehow
there,
make it worse.
I get there and I wasn't too worried about it the entire time until I got there. And then all of a sudden I got there and I was just like out of body experience that this is happening. I'm trying to read the forms that I have to sign. I can't even fucking, like I can't even read the words. I'm just like, okay, sign it. And then the doctor comes in. I'm laying there. I got this little tea towel over my dick. I didn't know, first off, in extreme, I've seen sportsween. Anyone who plays sports.
It's a totally normal thing.
It's a totally normal thing.
It's a protective mechanism for your body.
Yeah, everything just sucks in for so you can for extreme so you can move fast, so you get the running speeds going. Yeah. This dude, what happened to me, anxiety wean of another person is about to see and touch. I didn't even know my unit could get that small, dude. So I was like, oh my God. They hand
so does
you
that happen anytime anyone sees or touches your fucking.
No, just in this where you're like, this guy's gonna manhandle your stuff. So he goes,
I was gonna say, you probably wouldn't need a vasectomy if that was the case.
He gives me a piece of tape and he's like, I was like, what do you do with this tape? And he's like, oh yeah, just, you know, if you don't mind flipping your penis up and taping it to your stomach.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, at this point I was like, taping to my stomach, dude, I'm going to be taping
nothing
the tip.
To tape, dude.
I had a fucking prolapsed belly button basically for a dick. I was like, you want me to push it inside? I can get it right out of the way at this point. Yeah. I'm just dying at this like beat red looking
dude,
at this
it
guy.
It is crazy that they make you fucking do that fucking jungle dick tape job up there.
Yeah. I don't think you're gonna have to worry about it being in the way, man. You'll be fine. And then my nuts were so into my body. He's like, oh, the Ativan should kick in here soon and you should relax. And that's the other reason we give it to you is because it relaxes the scrotal area. And I'm like, okay. So he leaves for 10 minutes. Someone's like, fucking Diglett. Yes, dude, that's what it was. A fucking Diglett. And so then I'm sitting there for like 10 minutes now with this just tea towel over my dick that's perfectly pyramided up by this, my fucking
little pig snout
that's in there. And I'm like, holy fuck, just stressing, right? Like, hopefully this Ativan kicks in. So he comes back in 10 minutes and he's like, all right. He's like, well, we're just going to go ahead and do this. And dude, he fucking just like, just falcon gripped a nut and just pulled it out of my body. I was like, oh! I was like, the boys did not want to come out. No. He hits me with, he's feeling around like they fucking, he's just feeling them for a bit, right? He's like, oh yeah, the left one here, no problem. The right one, he's like, you know what, have you ever been told you have thick scrotal skin? I said, no, I have not.
Guy's got
no
a one's fucking ever, rhino fucking skin scrotal.
Yeah, no one's ever told me I have thick scrotal skin, sir. Thank you for the compliment. Yeah. I was like, holy fuck. Hit you with those fucking bands. But he's like, I'm going to have to give you a couple extra on the right side. And oh my God, dude. Laying there, and then, dude, the craziest thing, this guy is a vasectomy doctor. I didn't know, like, I kind of knew there was some cauterizing and stuff involved.
When you say vasectomy doctor, you mean like a urologist?
Yeah, whatever. I don't know the terms. But I didn't know when you cauterize, like, smoke. You smell.
Oh,
you smell your fucking balls.
You're fucking burning.
Dude, the doctor, no mask, just raw dog huffing my fucking ball smoke.
Dude, he's huffing ball smoke 10 times a day or 5 days a week.
I was watching him waft into his face.
That guy's probably got lung damage from so much fucking ball skin smoke.
Yeah, dude, I was blown away. I was like, this guy's just sitting there huffing this ball smoke. No problem. I can smell it on the table. He's right in there.
Maybe get a little high from it.
And then there's nothing worse than he's like, all right, I'm done there. And you just laying on there with the little towel with the little hole and you're just fucking units hanging out. I was like, oh, dude, what a fucking look. Terrible.
That's not a good look.
Terrible. It sucks. It still sucks. It still hurts. Yeah.
Mine still hurts too.
It's brutal.
Yeah.
But so at least it's done. Now it's over.
It's over.
You got it.
Boys
you're
are
done.
Sterile.
Yeah, the boys. Yeah, the boys.
Well, you're not sure
still.
Yet.
Yeah,
not. It's not 100% effective.
Yeah, 16 weeks
for Andrew. It was right, Andrew. 100% effective.
Oh yeah,
you got the test. Got the old test.
Yeah. The whole thing, like sitting in there, I don't remember anything they said to me. Fucking
they gave
nothing.
You Ativan. I didn't get fucking nothing, dude.
Dude, because they walked in. I walked in.
I'm
and
having a
from
panic
the moment,
attack.
From the moment I walked in, I started beating sweat.
Jackalus didn't offer me any fucking Ativan either. Luckily, I know some people that know some people. I was eating those things like M&M's, man.
Dude, Jackalus just came. He just fondled me a little bit. Goes, you're fine. And I go, yeah. I'm not fine.
But
I'm
get a little
fucking dying here, dude.
Yeah, dude. I'm freaking the fuck out. I felt the exact same way during my consult to the point where I did it a year later. After my consult, I canceled my appointment.
Dude, in the consult, I actually almost blacked out. I don't remember what he said. I just
stress
went,
sweat. It was horrible.
Yeah, I was like yawning, like
just like I've never had another person, another man, like just fucking
just
grab your piece,
yanking
before.
You around.
I would have been way more comfortable if someone had shown one of you guys how to do it, and you're like, I can do it. You know what I mean? One of the boys.
I'm pretty sure I could do it. I think I could. I don't think
right. You know what I mean? I think that would have been more comfortable than the fucking dork that I had do it.
Maybe if I had somebody who had like a retracted scrotum like you did, it would be probably hard. But like, you know what I mean? Like a normal hangers, I feel like would be pretty fucking straightforward.
Dude, right? I feel like if I would have sat in a hot tub prior to the procedure, come out, you could have just no problem.
Oh, you know what? Now that I mention it, Jackless told me, he's like, hey, you got one of those, you know, those like neck warmers you put in the microwave? The bean ones. Mm-hmm. So I heated one of those up and stuffed it in my pants on my way there.
Oh, so loosened everything up.
So I was loosened up. I was also half hard though. He was weirded about that. He's like, this is not normal.
He's like,
well, you don't need any dick tape. It's perfect.
just hold it.
I think I did hold mine.
I think I was so fucked up.
He's like, gave me the tape, and I was like, it's all good, man. I got this. And just held my fucking bird the whole time.
I fucking held the bird too. I just cupped it. And I was like, oh, dude. Yeah. Just the worst. And then the worst part when he's done and he's just talking to you, and you're just like, you know, your fucking he's giving me a rundown. I'm just laying on the table, like, dick out. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Dude, I've heard horror stories, though. Like, I had one of the guys at work got it done at the hospital in a hallway and just had one of those, like, curtains.
Oh, dude, I was just covering. In, like, a fucking, like, a doctor's room. Like, it was nothing special.
That's where I was too. We were literally in a tiny little doc. That's fine. Could you imagine getting it done in a hallway while people were walking by?
No, I didn't see him.
It's like, what's going on there?
And like, dude, we're sitting here whining, and like, there's people that get this done with a scalpel.
Ugh, yeah.
Byron chose the scalpel.
That's insane. But he's Australian.
He didn't want to upgrade, pay the $400 fee or whatever it was.
If I had to pay the $400, I would have.
I would have, no problem. It would have been no brainer. Yeah,
100%.
Is it $400? I spent $400 at the bar before. It's like,
that's crazy. So literally, for you
guy bought a guy bought a $70,000 truck. He's like, you can put a little money in the balls. Something,
it's not going to be your nuts, man.
It's not a medical procedure.
Yeah, like that's crazy.
Those waiting to find out. Listen, ATT is not going anywhere. It's just we're doing a little rebrand. We're gonna have a new feed. Zell knows more of the deets, but basically we got fucking shadow banned. You can't type us in Spotify. Type us in Apple. We don't pop up. You almost have to type out the full name, even if you're subscribed to us. You can't find it. And that's hurting our numbers. It's really hurting the growth of the show.
Has nothing to do with us declining and not being funny anymore.
And getting cold and bald. Yeah.
Or effort. We're not. That's
nothing to do with that.
Effort. Has nothing to do with that. It's not a thing.
I mean, if you look at the first few episodes, the effort was horrible, and that's when maybe that was the charm. Maybe we should go back to being really bad.
I think the most effort we put in got us the least yield.
I think the effort about from like 150 to 250 was peak effort, and that saw peak diminish.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I really do think I can't say it publicly because they'll probably get sued or something, but I think Spotify might have had a little back end edit to kill our show.
I feels that way. That's kind of where my head's been at. I mean, ourselves a lot of favors, kind of getting stuck in a certain. A lot of our shows started sounding a lot the same. I think.
Well, we get stuck in repetition because I mean we are alien theorists theorizing. Those are the episodes that were doing well. Then we exhausted them to the max, but we kept doing them. Yeah. It kind of lost a little fun, right? And lost the fun in two ways. Kept doing the same show and over and over, and then the growth wasn't there. Like we still got some awesome people on Patreon. Nice niche following, which is actually more than probably 99% of podcasts. Oh, yeah. Honestly, so we're doing great. It's really fun, but honestly, it's been 10 years almost to the day since we started.
Yeah, it's insane.
And I think we just know a lot more about how to podcast, the audio side. I think we can, if we relaunch a show and the beauties that are still listening right now, you know, we have like the numbers of a small town radio show. It's kind of what it is. But if all those beauties, Patreon and public, go follow the new feed, like nothing's happened, like you just keep listening, you subscribe, you leave a 5-star review, you you hit the bell, whatever subscribe button on whatever app you use in that first week or two. Because what happened when ATT first started, we were all of a sudden number 150 in society and culture for no reason. We had like 200 listeners.
Very cultured.
And we're like, what? But it's because Apple still does this, is they actually favor independent shows. So if you're like a new show and you only get like, if you get 200 subscribers on your first episode, they go like, oh, that's like a new, maybe a new no show of note, like new and noteworthy. And so what happened to us? We got fucking jumped early when we didn't deserve it. So we got like a small following in those first months, and then it slowly kept growing a couple of percent every month.
Yeah.
I remember like one of my favorite parts of this podcast is when I'd come over to the garage, we'd take our pants off, obviously, because it was obviously super hot.
Yep.
We'd crack beers, and then Zell would be like, so we got 50 new followers this week. Or 50 new listeners. Like, and you'd be like, what? Like 50 people would give a shit about what we had to say. And then it's like 150, 250, 500 people. And you're just like, what the fuck? Oh, I saw that. Like, that was surreal, man. It's still surreal. But like then, like when it first, it was crazy.
It was, because it was unexpected.
Totally.
And so I think having to relaunch, kind of wash ourselves, all the mistakes we've made, start fresh, but with the same community, see what happens.
Yeah. And it's just, you know, even that, like, I think too, moving forward, like our new names, we're just dropping Alien. It's just going to be theorists theorizing.
A little more wide open.
A little more wide open. Kind of give us the freedom to do kind of, you know, which we already kind of do, but more often kind of go into different avenues because we can theorize about anything. And then I think what was hurting us too is like, before, like, there was no rules. Podcasts at one point was the Wild West. There was no rules, no nothing. You do whatever the fuck you want. So, like, if you look at the show titles and descriptions of just about all the early episodes of ATTs, you know, we have swears as titles. We have conspiracy, you know, and just about every fucking asset and something in our description show notes. And, like, part of the reason that I think we didn't have to worry about that shit. It was simpler times, man. And I think it's just doing that to ourselves. It was like, it showed the time you don't care. But, you know, after 2020, things started kind of tightening up. And I think a lot of our stuff that was controversial topics, like, you know, when you say you're doing 9/11 or you're going to talk about, you know,
don't say
the thing you can't say, especially on YouTube. Or, you know, if you type in conspiracy, it's easier for the algorithm just to be like, hey, we'll just put that down because it's unwanted, right? So it's like moving forward, we're going to kind of, you know, but if you listen to our show, you're like, okay, well, it's not, I don't think anything we say is actually controversial. We're idiots.
We've said some controversy,
yeah,
but we're not.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey,
but
listen,
nothing.
We've said controversial stuff, but we're not controversial characters.
Yeah, like, no. It's genuine conversation.
We don't live on a fucking ledge of a certain ideology and be like, this is it. Like, everyone's a fucking lizard person.
We're starting to lean.
I mean, it depends who you ask.
Yeah, but I don't think we're like, I think the stances are changing. I think we're kind of staying where we were, you know, like
100%, dude.
Yeah, like that's kind of where
I feel like we're, honestly, I think we're all pretty reasonable about most.
I think we're all pretty center, right? Yeah. Like, let's be honest, like most people.
The thing moving forward, too, is just like we're going to be doing the same thing. It's just that we're going to be more smart when naming stuff, you know, it'd be theories. Theories, that's no one gets mad at theories. You're just
the whole
theorists.
Show, man. The whole show has always kind of been just theorizing about whatever. We're just going to continue that, be a little smarter about it, and also involve the community more in, because we're going to kind of have the two-part show. We're going to have a case file style show, like case focus show. And we're also going to have an unhinged show, which is like our power hours. We'll take calls. Maybe the unhinged show will be a continuation of what we talked about that week, if people call and want to talk about it, or we'll talk about video games and vasectomies.
Yeah, it just kind of flows. Because the other thing we're trying to do is cap the new shows. Just because we started to bloat and bloat and bloat, we're kind of hard capping ourselves at an hour. We want our episodes to be an hour long. So then if there's an episode that we're going into and we're like, holy shit, there was a lot too bad, so sad. It's an hour, but then we can continue to talk about it in Unhinged with, you know, with calls and stuff. It just gives us that freedom.
First time our first episode, we did Moon Landing and we capped it at an hour. Me and Braden obviously had a lot more to say because we're driving home and we're like, we're almost on the bridge. The windows are down. It's midsummer and we're fucking just yelling at top of the moon. Like just like doing impressions of Dan and Zell the entire time to the point and we're stuck in traffic. And I look over and this car beside us is just laughing. They're fucking.
We just landed on the moon. It's a tape shortage.
Like, so in our own little world, like, it's hilarious to see these people like, what the fuck are they talking about?
Just both of us yelling at the top of us, so fucking mad.
Yeah, but the capped hour is also going to lead. We're going to do way more public shows, actually.
Yeah.
Awesome. So Patreon stays the same. If you're on Patreon, nothing's going to change. We're going to change the handle of Patreon, a little bit of the artwork, but pretty much stays exactly the same. Supercast, if you're listening on Supercast, it's going to be deleted.
Patreon's way better. Patreon's way better now.
We switched to Supercast at what time because you could listen on Spotify. That was like part of the Spotify deal. Stuff had to be available, blah, blah, blah. But now you can also listen through Spotify on Patreon, and Supercast is clunky and Patreon had stalled and it was turning shitty.
Yes.
But they've really stepped it up. It's way better now.
Yeah, ever since they got involved in porn, they've really, right?
Well, a nice little cash flow influx, right?
Yeah, that's, as soon as they started competing head-to-head with OnlyFans, I mean, holy shit, did things turn around.
I didn't even know they did porn on Patreon. It's like
one of the alternatives to OnlyFans.
Okay, so we don't have to switch to OnlyFans. We can just do our porn on Patreon still.
Yeah, we were early adopters.
You should have taken a video of your vasectomy. That would have got a million hits.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dude.
Look at the size of the guy's wiener.
They would have been like, that guy is all sack.
You ever see a eunuch before? Have a look at this.
He's like a reverse eunuch, dude. It was unbelievable. I was like, is it cold in here? He's like, it's hot.
Yeah, it's perfect.
I turned the heat on.
Yeah, that's a good point. It actually looks pretty normal right now.
But yeah, it's and some people have been asking a lot of stuff. Oh, are you going to do new socials? Like, no, the socials are just October 3rd. You'll just see a name change on the socials and nothing.
Should we do a new Facebook? We're way too lazy to change. Our Facebook sucks now.
Let's delete Facebook.
It's dead. That dude, our Facebook genuinely was the Wild West for a while.
It was.
Dude, Facebook has ebbed and flowed.
Where am I bleeding from?
There was a time. What the hell?
The fuck?
That's some of you probably got a live fucking corpse vampire familiar hanging above you.
Oh, that's I ripped off a scab. That's what that was. Now, now I see it.
Yeah. The Facebook group at one point was the thing I hated the most about the podcast. And then it did a turnaround and I was like, the Facebook group is the best thing about the podcast. Then it dipped and I was like, the Facebook group is dead. Who uses Facebook?
Facebook group, remember what happened? The fucking peanut butter scandal.
Yeah. Yes.
We got hit with a community strike for fake news because someone posted a picture of peanut butter wrapped in plastic with a barcode, like a bulk peanut butter.
Yeah, it's like how they sell like meat, essentially. With a little styrofoam.
And that got flagged and our page got restricted for 6 months.
Yeah.
And that was it.
And that killed it. Yeah, it's
and that was a real picture that really happens.
It's okay. It was a breeding ground for hate speech for a while.
Sure,
yeah. It's pretty bad.
Our TikTok got double flagged on the same video. I don't know how this happens for terrorism, for inciting terrorism,
inciting terrorism.
And I was like, I watched the video, and it's us talking about what's the island where they said they released ticks or whatever from? Plum Island.
Plum Island.
Yeah, Plum Island.
And there's like one of us is doing a Jesse Ventura impersonation. Yeah. There's like a couple shots.
I was there.
Right. And nothing happens in the video. And then it's like alien theorists theorizing, inciting terrorism. And so I like request a review, instantly came back. Nope. Well, strike stays.
Warfare.
Right. And I was like, is it because I used the hashtag blow it up, like as in like blow this post up.
I guess so.
So then I asked, I took that out and then resubmitted it. And then they strike test again for inciting terrorism. I was like, I don't know what the terrorism is. I was like, do they think this is an advertisement for Plum Island as if we made it?
No rhyme or reason.
Yeah.
That kind of shit.
Yeah. So it's, you know, we're just going to be a little smarter with the new feed and like naming stuff. Like we're going to still talk about stuff, but like it won't be, if we're talking about something controversial, you're not going to see conspiracy in the name of the episode or like these keywords.
The content is not going to be any smarter.
No.
We just as fucking stupid.
No, we are not. Like, we are not any.
There's nothing's changed on there.
We're not any smarter or any change. We're older. And dumber, somehow dumber
somehow,
than when we started.
No, it's that old saying, like, the more you know, the more you realize you don't know anything. That's us.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You think you get older and smarter, and you're like, actually, I don't know a single thing or anything.
I don't know fuck all, man.
Manny S with a little $10 to the...
Let's go, baby.
Manny S.
The last alien, donates to...
Alien terrorist theorizing.
That's a good name.
That's good.
That's like, actually great.
Copyrighted.
Start that podcast, someone, and see what happens.
That should be a good pod. That should be our podcast name, Terrorist Theorizing. That won't get flagged.
That won't get flagged.
Terrorist Terrorizing.
Yeah. You're going to see fucking, what's the terrorist group now? Is it still Al-Qaeda or is it, who is it now?
Antifa.
Well, Antifa.
Oh, yeah. Hamas. I mean, Hezbollah.
Hezbollah is the one.
Hezbollah, isn't that little guy?
Isn't that him? Yeah.
The little guy.
I think his name is Hezbollah too. Something like that.
Right? You know what I'm talking about?
Terrorist group.
Which one are they? Are they the ones that
they're based in Lebanon?
In Lebanon? Which are the ones in Palestine?
Hamas.
Yeah.
They're also the political party in charge. Palestine, so it's a little problematic. But.
The political party of Palestine that we've now recognized as statehood.
Oh no! God damn it, motherfucker!
Oh, I just saw.
Ba-ding! You get a ba-ding? Why do you keep getting ba-dinged about the game?
Because it's apparently I got text messages on my fucking laptop. God damn it!
Who's texting you?
I don't know. I panicked and just fucking covered it up right away.
Want me to check the score for you?
No, shut the fuck up. I'm going to crash out like that.
I would go full true crime
and crash the fuck out of this place.
The other thing is like, we're going to try to do a dedicated topic where it's like a singular topic, like the moon landing, like Operation High Jump, like the pyramids, like the good stuff. We're going to try to revisit those like once a month, do a really dedicated. And then in the off weeks, we're going to have kind of more of a loose just discussion on things that are going on, things that may be a smaller case here and there of different things, just to give us more flexibility to the Earth. Like, dude, we could have a cold case comes up and we could be like, you know, is this guy Garth Brooks really killing people?
Right? Yeah. Where are the bodies, Garth?
Have you seen the people that are actually looking into the missing people at every single one of his, have you guys seen that? There's a group that are like actually digging up cold cases that
they need to leave Garth Brooks alone.
That tie into like every single one of his shows in the time frame he was in town with a missing woman report. It's like they're like, hey,
I'm fucking getting blown up right now. Something just happened. I'm
sure. Oh yeah, are you watching?
Oh, what a catch!
Look at this. This is dedication, right?
Like, he's just fucking sitting there. He's vibrating. He wants this to watch
is,
so
this
bad.
Is why you're not getting written up, is because of this. Like, unlike Dan, who's going to get us his formal write-up for sleeping.
All right. This episode of Alien Theorist Theorizing is sponsored again by our good friends at Mood.com. Mood is an online cannabis company that's revolutionizing how we deal with life's challenges, from sleepless nights to stress-filled days, podcasts, research, and anything in between. Mood.com has created an entire line of functional gummies that target specific health concerns with 100% federally legal THC blends, and they'll deliver them discreetly right to your doorstep. You can get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code ALIEN. We've tried their gummies and each one has a different feel. The Sleepy Time gummies are my personal favorite and knock me out in 15 minutes flat. No hangovers, no grogginess. And their epic euphoria gummies? Perfect blend for those days when nothing's going right and you just need to hit the reset button. You're not just going to find gummies like this in a dispensary or anywhere for that matter. Best of all, Mood stands behind everything with an industry-leading 100-day satisfaction guarantee. So Mood.com to get those functional support gummies. Find the perfect gummy for whatever you're dealing with. And remember to use the promo code ALIEN at checkout to save 20% off your first order. All right, back to theorizing. All right, theorists, the time is now. Theorist Theorizing is here. Go search Theorist Theorizing on any podcast player. Like, follow, subscribe, do all that stuff. It really helps. Let's restart those algorithms. Let's get podcasting again. We'd appreciate it. If you're new to Alien Theorist Theorizing and you're just making your way through the catalog episodes, these will remain forever. But if you want to jump to the new feed, back and forth, whatever you want, Theorist Theorizing, we'd appreciate it. All right, it's been a lot of work. We're excited to start a new chapter. Let's get rolling. You know what? We were talking before the show. I mean, Dan never used to miss anything. In the last few months, he's had a couple sleep-ins.
A few, yeah. A
couple sleep-ins.
He's had a couple sleep-ins.
It's because he got a job.
It's true. He's got a real job now.
He's got a fucking job.
Well, he's had a job for a couple of years now, hasn't he?
Has he? I don't think so. Not a real one.
A year? How long has he had that
job?
He's
got like a real 9 to 5 now.
Yeah, he has to go in now. That's what's changed.
He's got to go into the office. That's why he bought that new car.
Yes.
He's got a real nice little office.
What did he get? He got a Corolla or something, didn't he? Nice Toyota?
Toyota something.
Yeah, Trump made him have to come into work now, right?
Camry.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's the only reason Trump or Dan's so mad at Trump.
He made me fuck come to work. No, but Dan's not a federal employee. That was only to do with federal employees.
Oh. I thought it was with all. He's like,
yeah, I thought they were coming.
No, but I mean, they might. I know a lot of companies have just shifted back to requiring you to go at least 4 days.
You have to go home
days.
To work? You got to leave your house to go to work? That's crazy.
Imagine I could just build stuff for my garage all day. That'd be awesome. Watch TV, sit down.
I don't think I could ever do that, though. I would abuse it so bad.
No, I work from home a lot, so I can't complain. I fucking love working from home.
Imagine
my whole life
you'd fucking jail
building
on the
a life
dime.
That I could work from home for.
Hey, yeah, how many times do you JO on fucking company time?
Company time?
Yeah.
It's my company all the time.
Well, but I mean at home, right? Like
I'm self-employed. Yeah. My
you
time.
You wouldn't believe, dude, his dollar per stroke is insane, yeah. Right?
I cost myself a lot of money around here.
That's fair. That's right. He's like, sorry, boys, studio's booked. Carrie's schedule.
I need 2 hours.
Recording in progress.
6 to 7. Sorry, boys, studio's booked.
Yeah, it's jail time.
No, the studio's sacred.
Yeah, right, dude.
Got a separate room.
Yeah,
right. I got a separate room.
Oh, yeah, okay. Right, dude. You got kids. That's the only place.
My kids go to daycare.
Hit a black light in there, dude.
My wife works out of the house. Oh, or she works at a job. Like
Living room JO?
Wherever I want.
Oh, that's
no,
insane.
Really?
That's
like insane. Like laptop JOs?
Phone. I don't have a laptop.
Oh, okay.
Who's got a laptop?
I was
going to
say, but
days?
Like a laptop. Oh, dude. Laptop. If I can get the laptop over a JO, it's like a fancy time.
I haven't had a laptop in a long time. I've gone to desktop and my phone. That's it.
Oh. Yeah. That's me too. I had a desktop inside now too. That's just nice.
Oh, yeah. How's the new computer? Working?
Oh, dude.
Smoking fast. Well, no, your voice sounds like garbage. So whatever you did there sucks.
Sacrifice the tranny and went for a computer, eh?
Well, tranny.
Family's fucking walking. Family's walking because daddy needs
I'd already ordered the computer.
Oh, yeah,
it's true.
I see the priorities work.
So I was humming and hawing about sending it back, but.
Yeah. Well, you bought this specific van this specific year because the drivetrain was supposed to be the best.
Yeah.
Let's go forever.
Yeah.
You got 150,000 clicks on that baby.
What's what Worley man told me?
Worley, yeah. He's biased, though. So he works at the plant.
He's like,
get him to send you a tranny.
Yeah, give him a free tranny. Yeah.
I said, what the fuck, dude? I said, don't you mind? I got to drive my family in that thing. Middle savings in the tranny. No, it's fine. Whatever. It's, you know, it could go. I mean, it's failing, but it doesn't mean it's going to go tomorrow. It could go in a year. It could go tomorrow. I don't know. It's running fine right now. Ever since I got the tranny service, it's running great. So I'm like, you know, sometimes in life you got to roll the dice, and this is one of those times.
Hey, as long as you're driving local, it breaks down, no big deal. You can get home.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. It's like, we're not going to any more trips. We have trips planned.
Imagine you fucking broke down on the Coca-Cola or something on the way home.
Oh my God. With three kids. Fuck that. I would have fucking O'Doyle's ruled it right off the cliff. That's exactly what I would have done.
Wait, is Dan actually gone? Not sure what is and isn't a bit anymore. And that's what we're going to do more of moving
forward.
You're going to not know what's reality in the new show, Theorist Theorizing.
Oh, I think my...
Is this a bit?
I don't know.
I don't know if this is a bit.
New recording created, is that bad?
Probably. No,
your camera flipped up. Really, my mic sounds shitty because I fucking set it up.
It just sounds like... a little distorted.
Yeah, you sound like shit.
I want to get you an Apollo Twin. That's what I want you to get.
What's that? Oh, like
it's a preamp.
Yeah.
But it models like hardware gear, so you can have a compressor in it. So when you scream really loud, it doesn't distort. It knocks the volume down.
Nice. Ooh, that would be- hey, like, guess what? My birthday's coming up.
We got some money in the Big Theory account. Maybe everyone should get an Apollo Twin. How much are they? I think they're like $1,000 though.
Ooh, I could get something else.
$800. It's not bad. You probably get a used one for $600.
Just put that in my computer fund because I'm going to need one sooner than later, probably.
Yeah, you're going to need a new computer here sometime in the next.
We should probably just have a fucking side thing going for me because I know what's going to. This thing's going to go on. I'm like, well, boys. Going back to laptop crotch shots recording.
The best thing is it's like your computer and my tranny are in the same boat. You're like,
yeah. Andrew, every time I turn it on, I'm like, yes.
Andrew can't touch his computer because he's worried it won't turn back on.
Oh, dude.
I leave it. I don't do anything on this thing.
Having a computer that turns on and the fan's not like, like rattling the whole computer. I'm like, oh, this is like great.
Was your fans out of control on the old one?
Yeah, it's just, dude. Yeah. And the computer froze every single time I turned, like, anytime I opened more than two windows with you boys, white screen of death, froze. I'm like, meh, I'll just sit here.
I had a good run. You got 5 years out of it.
And then this computer, I got windows open everywhere right now. Everything's open.
I think you now have the best computer of the bunch. I think you might have a better computer than Dan even.
I don't know how somebody can be off work for like 6 months and then buy the best computer out of everybody and just living the life.
I mean, there's a time I had the best computer. Now mine's ancient now. I bought it in 2020.
But yeah, I'd like to, I mean, I could rustle that Thunderbolt card out of the old computer and put it in this one.
Don't break your new setup.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like that's my worry. And I don't like that. It doesn't work that great. So I was like thinking about trying to sell that one and buying something else.
What does that do?
That's what you plug your mic into.
Okay.
And Brain had the Focusrite Claret. A little bit of an upgrade from what you guys got. But for just voice, for spoken word, not a huge difference.
Well, listen, I got the fucking old AudioBox USB and you're here complaining.
Well, I'm complaining, but it does sound like shit.
You're like, it'd be me.
But it might just be a setting coming out into Riverside or something. I'm not sure. We'll have to hear it back.
Yeah. Hopefully. Because I did some testers on Pro Tools and stuff, and I thought it sounded
normal.
I thought so. Yeah.
Yeah, it could just be Riverside. It's hard to tell.
But hopefully it's not something where it's like, it was fine, and I bumped it, and now it's buzzing.
It's not buzzing. It's just like you just sound a little, sounds like it's just a little peaked.
A little peaked? Could that be because my nuts are severed?
Yes, it could have something to do with that.
A high pitch.
Is that what it is? No, will Dan be back? That'll depend.
Up to Dan.
Dan's gonna have to go through some fucking sleep training.
He's going on probation.
Probation, and he's gonna have to, we're gonna put him into some sort of management class. I don't know if it's what.
I know
sleep
what we'll
management
do.
Class.
We'll threaten, so next time he goes to Thailand, we're withholding payment for that month. Sorry, Dan. No money for fun for you.
No money, no honey. But yeah, no, I'm excited. I think it's going to be a good, easy switch over.
A kick in the ass for the boys.
Yeah,
kick in the ass. I like it. And also, I think because we've talked honestly, we are the kings of ideas and the fucking duds of follow through.
Yeah.
We have so many good ideas and it's just impossible to get them out. But we're going to do it. We're going to do it. We've had the idea before of like getting way, I want to do way more like crossovers with other podcast hosts. Like we've had Ben Bolin a few times.
Beauty.
So we can get some of the other boys in our genre that aren't too big for us.
Yeah. But I think we talked about it before, but what I would like to see is like, I'm so sick of fucking interviewing guys. Like if they're coming on, like we're having someone on and we're like, what do you want? Like we'll talk to them and be like what conspiracy do you like? Like what topic do you like?
Bring them on and make them a part of our show.
I agree.
And then we do like our style with someone new. Cause then it'd be fun to like fucking have someone that you rib.
Could you imagine if we got Michael Masters to go crazy with us?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Like the interviews that are done all the time. We've talked about this. I don't know if on After Hours or maybe on one of like the production meetings, but so many people get the same guest. They ask the same question. Blah, blah.
Snoozers.
Snoozers, man. Okay. We get it. You wrote a book. We can start the episode with your book. 5-10 minutes on the book. All right, what do you think about this? And then we have a conversation, like we have a theorizing round table with
a
guest.
Tell us about your book. Then also tell us your thoughts on Palestine.
Yeah.
That is blindside them.
Just blindside them with just
where do you stand on Charlie
really
Kirk?
Charged questions.
No, it's like, to be honest, my thing is at the end of the episode, like, hey man, it was fun. Because at the end, they're like the whole episode's them selling themselves, being themselves. And then at the end, here's where you fucking talk about your shit. Right at the end. I've got this book coming out. It's really cool. If you like into, you know, whatever X, Y, and Z, go check it out. Mm-hmm. I don't want to talk about your book.
So I like to get into more like that. I mean, Swapcast and stuff, but like getting getting some other hosts on
swap
other shows.
Hosts, yeah, swap hosts is fun.
Swapcast, I mean, I get it. You listen to our show, you don't want to be just plugged with a show you have no interest in.
Yeah, I
get that. A little mention. Ad swaps are great. That's a great way. We used to do that and then we stopped doing it. But yeah, we're the kings of ideas. Yeah. We're terrible at follow through, but we...
What do you think our best idea that we haven't followed through with is?
Oh, I don't know, dude.
I don't know. I come up with a new bonus content idea every week.
He does, yes.
Like it's the greatest idea ever.
Do we'll go on tangents of like making like this is gonna be the greatest Bigfoot show you've ever seen, and we'll go 2 hour talk about it, and then that's it, and never talk about it again.
Yeah,
like come up with ideas all the time.
I think that's ADHD
for sure.
Right, it's just
all got a touch
mental illness.
ADHD is just a normal human trait, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm not sunburned. I got to fix my fucking camera. Shut up.
You got rosacea, man.
Shut up.
Yeah, you got this new computer and you still look. Why are you like recording in the absolute dark? Look how fucking good I look now.
Okay.
I adjusted my camera. I'm on ISO 800, 1/150th shutter speed.
You know what it is? He sets the lights like this because it darkens his fucking wispy hairline. So he has to get rosy cheeks and he thinks it makes his hair look like you're fucking bald. It's all good.
The rosacea is strong with this one right now.
Yeah. I haven't had any drinks. I'm not sure if I can drink when I'm on Ativan. So I haven't had anything.
It's gone. You're good.
Oh, is it?
Okay. Yeah. You probably should have. You would have got like double spun. It would have been super fun.
And that would have been fucking cool.
Dude, I was like, honestly, for this next 24 hours where I'm not allowed to do anything, I might just sleep. I might just go in inside and sleep.
Does Jamie have help?
That, fuck yeah.
Does Jamie have help for the next couple of days?
My mom's here. My mom's here for
a
week.
Perfect. Right? Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah. Doctor told me wait a week. And then he's like, and don't be concerned. Like, he's like, if you blast out blood, totally normal. So don't be concerned.
Day five, and I'd never felt
he
sick
said,
in my life.
He said, don't call me if
you,
that happens.
You went on day five? You fucking...
Savage, dude. You're savage.
Stupid.
Yeah, I felt
so sick.
I think I tried on like 8 or 9, day 8 or 9, and I was like, still wasn't good. And I was
sometimes
like,
you tell me stuff, and you just disgust me.
Yeah.
Just like, you're a fucking... Dude, what
you're
is not
wrong
even,
with
you?
Know
you're
it
is, a though? Fucking beast.
You know what it is?
No self-control.
Well, no, it's not that. It's like, I think I'm like, I'm fine. I feel like I'm like Wolverine. I'm like, I'll be fine. I'm good.
But you're not.
I know, but I always think I got healing.
I'll like hurt myself. I'll hurt myself and then I'll tell Jess about I'm good. And then I'll just not be okay. Or I'll be like, I'll get sick and I'll be like, I'll be fine tomorrow. 100%. Not. I overestimate myself way too much.
Yeah, it's I'll be waiting.
Wait.
I'm going to do that.
You say that though, and then it hits like day five and you're like, this is the longest I've gone since I started.
No, dude.
I've done longer than five.
You've gone 5 days?
Dude, I remember traveling.
I got a month.
I remember traveling with Zell. Me and Zell were traveling in Thailand together. And I was like, I hadn't in so long that I started to have wet dreams again. And I told Zell, I was like, dude, what are you doing? I'm having wet dreams. And Zell's like, what? And I'm like, yeah, but I have wet dreams. What are you doing? He goes, I've been jerking off in the bathroom. I was like, what? Like, blew me away. I was like, in the same room with me? He's like, yeah, dude, 100%. I was like,
why wouldn't you?
I'm not in the same room. I'm in the bathroom.
I had no idea. Dude, full on waking up like spoiled shorts, you know, or underwear. And you're just like, holy dude, what?
I find that crazier than ripping a J.O. in the bathroom.
100%.
Oh, I just didn't, it didn't even occur to me. I was like, I don't want to be respectful.
Respectful.
I mean, you're blackout drunk every day. Like, what do you?
Yeah, I don't know. I was just a person. I don't shit where I eat.
So instead, you decided to ejaculate beside me in the bed.
Yeah, beside. That's better.
I'm just moaning in my sleep.
Yeah. Wake up, Braden's fucking a pillow. Sweet.
Dry humping, looking like MacGruber.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. That's basically it. That's what happened.
That's what happens. Oh, thanks. You're traveling.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
It's fucking weird.
Weird, man. Grown man having desk pops next to his best friend. It's fucking weird. It's fucking weird, dude.
Oh my God. I'd love to go back to Thailand.
Oh my
so
God.
So fun.
I'd never make it.
No, you wouldn't.
Oh, dude.
I'd never make it. You'd have to get me back on the Ativan train.
You would make the flight, you mean?
Yeah.
You'd make the flight.
You make the flight, but after day three, your body would shut down, I think.
Oh, I'd be going home. I can't do that.
Yeah.
I can't drink.
You know what? Honestly, I don't think what people don't talk about enough is if you're going there for any kind of long period of time, is just like, it is a killer of the trip. And you're going to get it. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. You're going to get fucking Bangkok bubble gut.
So bad.
It slides.
So
dude,
bad.
So bad.
And you're going to be out in the heat and you're just going to be like, oh no. And it is the worst experience
gonna
of your life.
You're
going to
find the worst bathroom you've ever seen and there's nothing you can do about it.
Without a doubt. And you're going to be like, this is hell. This is what hell is. I thought that a couple times in Thailand, having to shit and going into a bathroom and been like, if there's a hell and there's purgatory, it's going to be me coming in this bathroom over and over.
If that happened to me, I would literally go and like rent a hotel room and just be there so I could shit my life away. But the problem is
until you get to the hotel, you're in the streets and there's an emergency and you're just walking around going like,
yeah, I've seen you there from popcorn. So yeah. I can only imagine.
Dude, the amount of times I shit myself in Asia. It's bad.
It's bad.
It's more than a few.
Yeah.
There's nowhere to go. People are all around. You can't like shit in the street. You're just like, oh my God. That's not.
I shit on myself. I can't stop crying.
And then you're just like kind of waddling back to your hostel. You're like, oh my God. What could do?
Yeah. And, like, and then you jump on a bus and go to a city far away.
I'm out. Oh. Yeah.
Hopefully no one knows you.
You just fucking ditch your Ginch somewhere and continue.
Oh, yeah, dude. Ginch, yeah. You don't even wear Ginch half the time when you're there.
Well, yeah. What's going to catch the shit when you shit your pants?
That's the problem.
Your socks.
Yeah. It's
your
so fucking
flops, dude.
It's so hot that if you fucking wear a Ginch. I mean, but it is wise, though. Yeah, you've got to shit your pants a little.
As an almost 4-year-old man, I just don't think I would have it in me.
No, I'd love to go back to Thailand and do the trip and bring Brain did, but it wouldn't happen. I would die.
Oh, it would not happen like that. I'm not slumming it. I'm
dead.
I'm not slumming it in some of the places we stayed in now.
I'm saying 5-star, man. 5-star costs me 40 bucks a night.
I have money now.
You'd be fucking sitting on your money pulling a Sam Rockwell, just having the time of your life.
She's me and I'm her.
Fandoms podcast.
Yeah.
Right.
He's
we got to get on there.
Ooh. I've been on there. Fandoms. I'm scheduled to go on my second time.
To talk wrestling?
Yeah. Well, and then he bailed on me last minute.
Oh.
Sick or something.
Big time. He's like, you know what? This show is not that important to me. And you're not important yet. And guess what? He's had guests on since. Didn't reschedule me. No big deal.
I get it.
He changed his logo. I like your old logo better. I think. Used to be like a blue with like a two people sitting down or something.
Yeah. This is more professional, I think.
Oh, he's doing good. Look at those 5-star reviews. Good.
Yeah.
Fucking
yeah.
Good, good on him. 700 5-star reviews on Spotify.
That's fucking good, man. He's
good.
He's doing good.
He's only on 51 episodes, too. Episode 50 was BDSM.
Nice.
That's awesome. Who's he talking with?
Dan. Dan can't come to the podcast right now because he's chained up on a wall.
Yeah. Wearing a leather mask, mumbling his safe word.
Pineapple. Pineapple.
Gundam.
If I ever stop working carpentry again, I'll come on your show.
It's exciting. It's fun to do a relaunch and kind of freshen things. We're going to get back on the socials and try to be more, have a more social show. Because people like the aspect of Cosmic Challenge. It's kind of too hard to continue to run, but this is kind of a best of both worlds, if you will.
Absolutely.
The line is back. There'll be times when we say, hey, we're looking for your fucking ghost stories. It's Spooktober. Let's hear them.
Hell yeah.
That'll happen.
Spooktober's right around the corner.
It's right around the corner. So, but okay. I think, unless Braden wants to bring it back again, I think Cosmic Channels is pretty much.
Not if we're doing it together.
On an ultimate hiatus, but we will be taking calls again.
We're doing a call-in show when we're already doing our own call-in show.
Exactly.
Yeah. We're going to have the same people call on both shows. So just, yeah. And then this frees people up to then call and theorize and call and tell a story.
Like I would love, like the call-ins is great, that all that, but if you can't make it, like I would love on WhatsApp, like record your call, record your question. Send a text, whatever. You don't have to just call. Like you can be part of the show. We'll give credit where it's due. You message us, voicemail, whatever. It'll get on the show. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. We did the same thing for many, many years. It's crazy. That's 10 years. Hey.
Yeah, it's wild.
I think we started recording. What's the meaning of this in like summer?
Yeah,
10 years ago. And then we, at the end of summer, we recorded an ATT and then it came out. It took us 2 months to figure out how to make it into a public podcast. So October 2nd, 2015 was the original launch. I knew nothing. I mean, I knew how to play guitar, but I knew nothing about audio at all. I had just bought my first like little recording board.
And it's crazy, 10 years and still how little you know.
How little we know.
How little you've improved.
At least we all have a microphone now. That's a bonus.
Yeah. It's a good start. No, it's, I think that, and then we're going to try to be, a little more proactive now that summer's done with doing bonus cuts. So Patreon, but again, we've told, if you're listening on Patreon, you're a Patreon supporter, really nothing changes for you.
Anything you're going to get more content.
Yeah. It's just the new listeners and the casual listeners were just, hey, you got to go over here now.
Yeah. So
same, but different.
The big thing we ask of people who are supporting the show on Patreon, just for the initial first episode launch of Theorist Theorizing. So next week, we're going to be talking about pretty much the Giza Pyramid Complex and all its mysteries. And that episode will come out public on the new feed on October 2nd, not on Patreon right away. But there'll also be no ads for the first bit. So if everyone on that day, boom, goes there, follows, subscribes, listens, leaves a review, honestly, that helps the show so much. Social media is dead, but podcast reviews and ratings and stuff, that's really what pushes the show up. So,
yeah,
absolutely.
And then after that initial release, everyone's subscribed, and then Patreon, let's go back to our normal Patreon first.
Yeah.
The live streams will be public, and then we'll pull them off public and re-release them to YouTube. We're going to unlist all the old videos. We won't delete them. We'll unlist them. So we have like some interviews and stuff that are on there, but I think just for a fresh rebrand, unlist everything, change the logo.
Yeah. And you'll be able to still look at all our stuff on Patreon.
Oh yeah. The Patreon feed is the same.
Nothing changes.
Because Patreon now has those. So Patreon is a different podcast now because we switched like Dungeons and Dragons with its own podcast. So if you just want to go on a D&D binge, it makes it easy. I think ATT will stay the same with the 1,000 episodes on Patreon. That will stay forever. And then we'll start a new feed, Theorist Theorizing, kind of like two eras, you would say. You know, we're in our eras tour. It's like Taylor Swift.
All right. Old fucking senior eras.
Old and balding.
Yeah fucking gray. I have a blonde beard, but I can even see the grays in my blonde beard. Like, they're right. Look at all these fucking gray hairs
here. Me and Andrew are, talked about it earlier today, but Zell, how do you feel about Ted Danson? I want to know your...
Ted fraud, Danson? The actor? Danson.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think of him?
I don't really have an opinion on Ted Danson.
If you had to say something nice about him, what would you say?
Good looking man.
What's good looking about him?
Got a nice jaw.
What else?
What else?
Good hair.
It's a toupee. It's a toupee.
Is it?
He's been wearing a toupee since Cheers. It's insane.
That makes sense. It does look a little too nice now that you mention it. It's nice insane.
He's a fucking liar. It's a dirty.
He's a fucking piece of shit.
Well, how do people find out?
Absolute scumbag.
How do people find out?
He's a piece of shit.
He has pictures of him with thinning hair, and then it came out that he's been wearing a piece since fucking Cheers.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep. He did have a nice head of hair, so that makes sense.
And
he's
now when you go
old.
Back and you look at that hair, you're like, that is a ridiculous piece.
The audacity of that man to be walking around sporting that fucking lettuce when it wasn't his.
Let me look right now. Bastard. Yeah, look at that fucking hair. Oh, there is a picture of him with thin hair from like 1985.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, and his modern hair. His hair, like his hairline is a little farther back, but his hair is way thicker.
Yeah.
He's getting, how old? He's got to be getting fucking old, this guy. He looks pretty
old.
He's got
to be in his 70s.
Scumbag, man.
Scumbag Ted Danson, okay.
Scumbag, yeah.
He's born in 1947.
Unbelievable.
77 years old.
Shit, yeah.
Fucking 1947.
Could you imagine if you reversed that and you had a guy with hair who wore a bald cap every day? You know how fucking crazy.
It's like Buddy from fucking
that?
Seinfeld that shaves his head to be more aerodynamic as he fucking swims.
But that's different. That's different to shave it for you to. I'm saying you have hair and you put on a fucking Halloween bald cap every day.
Yeah, so dumb. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
You could shave it.
Yeah, you shave it. But
I don't think that works.
You're wearing a fucking hairpiece.
It's like having hair and shaving it, I think, is just the only way to make it work.
No, because that's where I think that's fine.
Nobody's throwing
anything
on a fucking bald cap, though. Like, no, that's just never.
You shouldn't
been
be
thing.
Wearing a fucking a little hair hat.
Yeah, I agree.
It's stupid. Yeah.
We got to give another shout out to Manny S for another $20. Revisit.
Let's go.
Pizzagate or else. Or else what? You want to get banned again? Jesus. I mean, there was a bunch of weird shit about that was, in my opinion, never explained to me, so I don't really know what happened after that.
Yeah, or like the pizza place.
The email stuff was weird.
The email super stuff is weird.
It's really code. Weird. There's code. The frazzle, I'm not saying they're diddling, but there's code for
the some frazzle codes. Dip stuff with that image that people, different celebrities have is weird.
I think
the coded's weird. The pizza talk's weird.
The you comment pizza interviews. Stuff was a cover-up.
The comment pizza stuff didn't happen. That place got fucked over. It didn't have a basement.
So I mean, that was all employed. Like, oh, this is all these crazy people shooting up Comet pizzas. This is a dumb story. Stop. Don't look here.
Yeah, I was like, that had nothing to do.
And meanwhile, we got fucking the Epstein files on a desk ready to be revealed. And all of a sudden, the Epstein files are no more.
I don't trust any of those motherfuckers.
I don't trust nothing.
That's it.
I don't trust any story about this Charlie Kirk murder. I don't trust nothing anymore. Nothing.
Yeah.
Don't.
Fucking. So in that sense, theorists theorizing... very conspiratorial.
Yeah, this
still.
Is our this is our untrust era.
Oh yeah,
we're in big untrust.
Nobody. You know what's funny though? It's like because we've got like we're totally anti sipping the Kool-Aid, and then we have one member who's absolutely fucking drowning in Kool-Aid right now.
Oh yeah,
it's just
drinking
good.
It. Drinking the blue Kool-Aid.
We get all the perspectives. Oh, it's funny. But to be fair, I think he stayed true this entire time. He's still perspective, whereas we're the ones now where they're like, I don't fucking believe anything.
are.
I believe nothing.
No. It's too bad one of us wasn't 100% the other way with the Kool-Aid, because that would be a good dynamic.
I can't trust anything because of all the AI video now has gotten so good. They're like, look, he doesn't have this. Look, it's just this guy. Look, it's that guy. I don't even know if this is real. Yeah, I can't believe anything anymore.
I didn't think the assassination was real when I saw it at first. I was like, that's fake.
I thought it was fake too. I was like, oh, that's
fantastic. Well, just the way he fucking fell over. I was like,
then I saw a fucking close up. And I was like, oh, my God. Ooh,
this happened?
That was terrible.
I can't delete that from my brain.
Nope. Anyways, I want to talk about it because there's lots of crazy. It just seems it's getting buttoned up so quick. And they're like, but there's a, so it seems like without like actually knowing the bullet trajectory, like the actual forensics of it. Like, I just don't, like, it's hard to believe.
Well, did you see Candace Owens releasing the video of the kid going like Dairy Queen after?
Yeah. But I don't know if that's doctored either. Like, did he actually go at fucking 6 o'clock?
Cause if he's there, I think the conspiracy, and I'd have to look into it, but the conspiracy is that that's too short of a time for them alleging he took apart the gun, ran off the, like the FBI then has a timing problem if he's at that Dairy Queen at that
she's
time.
Going all in,
but here,
she's
let me tell you something.
It's going on, going after the big guys. I will tell you something.
Any security camera on any kind of business is not trustworthy. It doesn't matter how reputable the business is. The timestamps could be all over the fucking place.
100%.
I worked in a government building that relied on like, 100%, like, things have to be on time. And our fucking security cameras had the wrong date and time, off by like 11 hours. It was insane. Crazy. And you're just like, and everyone's like, yeah, we should get that changed. I'm like, no, if something happens, that needs to change. You can't.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Like, that video could have been from 10, 11 o'clock in the morning or something. Yes. And then they're like, look at the time step, says 6:37. And you're like, did it? Like, who knows?
I don't know. Who knows?
I guess you would know because the time.
We're now going to know more information, though. Like, we still don't even know anything about the guy, the would be Trump assassin.
Like, that one's even more mysterious. What happened to that one?
Can I ask you guys something? When's the last time you guys watched late night TV?
Never.
Never. Like, so long ago.
Like, who? Like, I don't know anyone who watches it.
Like, that's why they're all getting fucking canned, aren't they?
Right? I was like, because they were like, it was like first with fucking Colbert, and everyone's like, yeah, it's because of Trump. And I was like, I didn't even know he was still on.
Shitty ratings too, though.
And then Kimmel got fired, and everyone's like, this is free speech. It's Kimmel's, bashing. I was like, dude, Kimmel was in blackface, dude. I was like, Kimmel on the man showed.
Carl Malone.
Yeah, was a fucking menace. I was like, that guy will do whatever money tells him to do.
But he's been straight edge for the last little bit.
But if it was cancel culture, it would have been like, well, look at Jimmy Kimmel in 1999. Cancel.
Yeah. But my thing, I was like, who the fuck is watching?
Dude, late night shows and that type of that format has been replaced with podcasts.
Yeah, it's the worst.
And those guys, they didn't want to transition. You could have put Jimmy Kimmel on a Jimmy Kimmel podcast, like a Rogan show, and he probably would have done fine. But they didn't. They stick to the late night formula and all that.
Who's up that late? Conan O'Brien does one now. Yeah, Conan O'Brien's is great. I watched Conan Needs a Friend or whatever.
He might have been the only funny one out of all those guys.
Yeah,
it was funny.
He is. You know who's doing a good job, and I think there's room in it. Out of all this, because Jon Stewart does the Daily Show every Monday. I've always been a big Jon Stewart fan. Love Jon Stewart. And he did one being like, this is administration approved episode, and the whole time he was like fucking ribbing Trump, but by being like, and then the audience would like start to laugh at Trump, and he'd be like, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Right? And I was like, that's a good bit. I was like, if someone made a show right now called Propaganda, like that was a show that was called, and then just showed it and played it straight satire, you know what I mean? Pretending to be like a I think the show would do really well, like be really funny. It's just called Propaganda. That's it. And then it's just a complete satire on like the news. I was like, if you watch the episode of The Daily Show, it was fucking gold. I was like, this is great. He had the set all done in gold, like the Trump's Mar-a-Lago.
Trump,
yeah. And then the whole time he's just, he'd be like, you know, there was a picture of like Trump, like looking weird, and he's like, and he graced, you know, our president graced the British people with a dazzling smile. Then it showed the smile and people are laughing, and he's like, shut the fuck up. Shut up. Like, he played it straight. It was great. I was like, that it was so funny. I was like, we need more shit like that. If it's funny, it's going to work. You're going to do well. But I was like, I watched it because I watched a Jimmy Kimmel after, and I was like, I'll say the same thing that I thought a long time ago. Kimmel sucks. Kimmel's show sucks.
I never liked
fucking
Kimmel.
Boring as hell.
But yeah, and then, like, the free speech stuff is arrogant. Like, whatever. Jesus.
Yeah. Smug. And then Colbert, I was like, who's watching this? And then same thing with the Jimmy Fallon show. Like, terrible.
It's an old format, and it's been replaced.
You know who they fucked over?
Myers isn't terrible.
You know who they fucked over? Craig Ferguson.
Craig Ferguson was great.
Craig Ferguson was fucking hilarious, and they fucked him over, and they didn't promote him to the Tonight Show. And I think they should have given him a crack at it because it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, all that stuff with, like, you have to be like PG, you have to hit your rating target and all that. Like, that's, in my opinion, that should be all long gone by now. If you don't want your kid to watch PG-13 late night shows, turn off the TV. Like, do we have to, like, make sure if he gets on there, he can just, your 13-year-old kid could pick up his phone and find anything he wants.
Yeah.
No, the late night show is not the biggest problem.
They were paying like $40 million or something crazy a year they were losing on the Colbert show. I'm like, yeah, why would you keep running it?
That's insane.
It's like, but, you know, is it, does it also kind of tie in with mergers that need to be approved by Trump's FCC? Maybe.
Maybe. Who knows?
Maybe.
That's not for me to decide. The show sucks. That's all I know. Yeah. Replaced. Replaced by us. Theorist Theorizing, October 2nd. Yeah. All right. Get on it. Tell your friends. Make sure. Just fucking leave a review.
Just do it. Just help the boys out.
If you want to leave a 1-star, fuck you. But I mean, freedom of speech. We're all about it. Do what you want.
Just remember, there is consequences to your actions.
Freedom of speech, not freedom of consequences. I can't say that. I will fuck him.
We will Jay and Silent Bob every single fucking
episode. Yeah, we're showing up. Yeah. Where'd you see that about us?
That's it. That's the end of it. End of ATT as we know it. The feed will stay forever. If you could re-listen forever, it's not going away.
And listen, if a couple months down the road, you're like, you get a new ATT episode and this episode's gone and you're like, wait, I thought they switched and what happened?
No, we
didn't happen. What you think you saw, you did not see.
Maybe the switch, no one follows and we go, well, that was a bust. We're back, baby.
backpedal. Yeah.
I guess the other thing you could do is just change the name of this feed to Theorist Theorizing, but
I don't think that would.
It's not going to change.
I don't think it'll change the problem. No.
Anyways, we did hundreds. I think, what are we, like 450, 500 episodes?
Yeah.
All the power hours and a lot of cosmic channels were on
time
there.
Time for change.
Time for change, baby. It's going to be fun. Same, but different, but better, in my opinion. I think it's going to be better. It's going to be fun.
For the last time, as we always said, keep those eyes on the skies.
Peace. Theorists, the time is now. Theorist Theorizing is here. Go search Theorist Theorizing on any podcast player. Like, follow, subscribe, do all that stuff. It really helps. Let's restart those algorithms. Let's get podcasting again. We'd appreciate it. If you're new to Alien Theorist Theorizing and you're just making your way through the catalog episodes, these will remain forever. But if you want to jump to the new feed, back and forth, whatever you want, Theorist Theorizing, we'd appreciate it. All right, it's been a lot of work. We're excited to start a new chapter. Let's get rolling.